The importance of humility. Humility is so important to our Lord. He exemplified the importance of humility to us by humbling himself to become a human being when he was in this world. I'm thankful to him for showing and teaching me humility in so many ways. For example, he led me to a seamstress who could sew my white gowns. Others had highly recommended her to me as a woman with great talents for sewing things according to their specifications. However, when she did my gowns, they simply were not wearable. I was taken aback by this, so I went to the Lord in prayer about it. He told me to give her another chance, and I obeyed him. In almost 3 months' time, she made one jacket and one dress. I bought more materials to give her, but she didn't have time to sew for me, so I had her give them back to me. I didn't think she could use white material. Finally, I asked her to meet me at the material shop, and I bought something that she liked, then treated her to lunch. As soon as she agreed to sew my white gowns, she began to have many problems. This included physical problems that both she and her husband were experiencing. It was also a very busy time for her, but she didn't want to stop our relationship. I really felt great empathy for her, and I believe she felt the same for me. However, I could not wear the things she made for me, and I felt like I couldn't point out the faults to her. Instead, I endeavored to show love to her at all times. Now I know that this was the Lord testing me. Though I had memorized her telephone number, after she brought back the materials, I couldn't even remember her telephone number, not even a single number in it. Through this, I believed the Lord was teaching me patience and humility. I had been praying for humility, and still do, because I want to practice humility toward every human being. I want every aspect of my being to be like Jesus. No matter what the situation may be, I never want to judge others. Instead of judging others, I want to love them and pray for them. That is what our Lord wants from each of us. After a heavenly vision, the Lord gave me a great desire to read 1 Corinthians 13. I have been reading it 6 days a week, and I have never missed reading it yet, but I never try to memorize it. I believe the Lord put His love into my spirit through His words. The Lord also gave me a desire to pray the Lord's Prayer each and every day after my regular prayer.